Would you ever say another form of that?
Y'all.
Okay, you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you looked out into the road and there was a car that belonged to several people, you'd say, uh-oh, somebody's about to hit.
There.
You're talking to them. Somebody's hitting, about to hit.
Your car.
Would you ever say y'all's or you all's car?
No.
Okay. And if there, you wanted to know what people had been to a party, you wanted to know all their names, you might ask me, well, blank had been there.
Who?
Would you ever say who all?
No.
Or asking about children, would you ever, wanting to know who the parents were, you'd say blank children, are they?
Whose?
Would you ever say who all's?
No.
Okay, one more like that. If you had missed class and you wanted to know everything that the teacher had said, you might say, well, blank did she say?
What?
Would you ever say what all?
Yep.
Okay.
All.
Pardon, would you say it again?
What all.
Okay, good. Was listening to the last part to see where we left off. We were doing the who-alls and the what-alls and all of that stuff. So the next thing that I need to ask is, I've got two more pronouns to get out of the way. You would say if no one else will look out for them, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one will do it for him, he's got to do it
himself.
Okay, now that's the pronoun. We have a complete change of subject. What would you make from flour and bake in a loaf?
Bread.
Mm-hmm. And what are some different types of bread?
Banana nut bread, white bread, mm-hmm. wheat bread, salt rising bread.
Mm-hmm. How about some things that are bread but they're not loaf shaped?
Rolls, mm-hmm. biscuits, mm-hmm. hot dog buns.
Yeah, that's right, sure. What's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Are there other things you can make out of cornmeal?
I don't know.
how about, these are things you may never have heard of, a kind of cornbread that you might boil with greens in cheesecloth, or you might cook in the ashes. How about this one you'll know, you put onion in it and you fry it and eat it with fish.
Oh, onion rings.
A corn
you put onion in it. Oh, hush puppies.
Yeah. did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
No.
There's disagreement as to what that is in different parts of the country. Most people have never heard of it at all. You might say there are two kinds of bread, the kind you make at home, which is homemade bread, and then the kind you buy at the store.
Store-bought.
Okay. And something that's sweet with a hole in the middle is a...
donut.
Mm-hmm. And then for breakfast, you might make a batter and fry up several...
pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for those?
Flapjacks.
Mm-hmm. Any old-fashioned names? Did you ever hear batter cakes?
I've heard that.
Do you know what they are?
Just like pancakes, I guess.
Who says that?
My mother said it a few times, I think.
How'd she say it?
Batter cakes.
Okay. Did you ever hear flitters?
No.
All right. And this is a weight. If you went to the store, you might buy 5 what of flour?
Pounds.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that you put in bread to make it rise is?
Baking powder or soda.
Like that, but it's specifically for loaf bread. Starts with
yeast.
Yeah, that's it. And the two parts of the egg are the?
Yolk and the egg white.
Mm-hmm. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. And if you cooked eggs in hot water, what would you call them?
In hot water? In the boiled.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you broke the shell and then let them fall into hot water.
Poached?
Mm-hmm, that's it. I've never made them that way because I've got a little egg poacher and you pour them into a little cup.
That's what my mother
do it
does.
Over the hot water. But I think, according to this, you just can drop them right into the hot water and then the water swirling around keeps them together. I'll try that someday. Then what do you call the kind of meat that you might cook with greens or beans?
Ham, pork.